6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are once again back with Sir Croakington. And we're still in my grand old residence. So in the previous episode, we explored the Labia of Arcanum, the Hall of Living Statues, and the Mirror of Gaetic. Now for the rest of them. Starting with the Paleo Cellar. Barrels of some of the realm's finer grades of paleo bark are stacked throughout this sizeable cellar. Despite the unlikelihood that the cellar has been infested by the usual sorts of pests that might be attracted to paleobar, or to a nice, quiet, dark place. It doesn't hurt to have a look around once in a while. Candle sits by, purring contently. All right, just before I do anything else, going to be petting Candles. You're a good kitty. You're a good kitty. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Who is a good kitty? Candles is a good kitty. Indeed, indeed, indeed. There. Right, what is paleo bark? Paleo is a common, popular hot drink throughout the North Broadlands. It's derived from the bark of the paleo tree, a medium-sized, dark-skinned hardwood. The bark is boiled in water. The resulting drink is dark, bold, and energizing. The paleo tree renews its bark annually. The bark is also a food that is prized by horntails. If you can imagine the flavour of strong black coffee with a hint of roasted nuts, you have captured the essence of paleo. And perhaps something is threatening my paleo. I can't be having that. Explore the paleo cellar. As you make your search, you begin to encounter evidence that suggests you're not alone. Your exploration of the paleo cellar. Hey, Candles, did you let anyone in? Ah, forgive you, because you're cute and fluffy. Everywhere you look, you find wholesale signs left by a broad array of unwanted visitors. So continue your exploration. As you make your way through the stacks of barrels that fill your paleo cellar, you suddenly encounter one of the unwanted guests who's made its way into your abode. This is a slithering menace with more info. Slithering menace. These large, many-legged black insect actually propels itself along the ground by slithering on its scaly underbelly. Its powerful mandibles are capable of crushing bone. What do its legs do then? I don't know, maybe it spends a lot of its time in tunnels. Perhaps some Jade Fang ant tunnels, and the legs are more for grabbing along the edges and just pulling them forward. Or maybe to jam it into the edge so the ants can't push it out of the way. Or maybe something else. Or maybe a wizard did it. Could be a wizard. Just weird them still having all these legs. They don't do the usual leg thing. What else could legs do? Maybe they're just designed to come off. You know, because something tries to grab hold of it, they get a leg. Because its main body is just too wide and smooth to grip. They get a leg, comes off, it's fine. It's fine. They'll grow back. Anyway, begin combat. Of course, you have no option but to kill it. The hideous insect rears up on several of its many legs and strikes at you. Apparently it uses the legs now. But when up for moving around normally, it doesn't. Anyway, it is slain. 10 XP. You step back and glance down at the oozing remains of the vile creature at your feet. After quickly checking over your equipment, you once again set off through the gloom, determined to clear your paleo cellar of the vermin that has infested it. As you make your way through the stacks of barrels that fill your paleo cellar, you finally encounter one of the unwanted guests that's made its way into your abode. It's a what snail. These giant snails, some as large as bears, generally feed upon the rotting remains of all manner of creatures. They can be found virtually anywhere, but tend to thrive in stark, damp places. These carnivorous scavengers are fearless and aggressive. Tales abound about giant rot snails attacking, pursuing, and even devouring humans unfortunate enough to cross paths with them in the wild. Right, I wonder if his inclusions of this snail is anything to do with all the snails that occur in the margins of medieval manuscripts, where for some inexplicable reason they have a lot of snails just fighting knights and killing people. Or maybe it's just, well, I gotta make some bugs and stuff, because, you know, what to do, let's see. Well, ants, obviously, some sort of beetles. We got a big worm, we got the fun worm. Snails! Alright, yeah, a bit small, alright. Drag the corner box. That's big. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, nice big snail. Yeah, okay, then we can fight that. And begin combat. The what snail snurges forward and bites at you. And it's just slain. 10 XP. You step back and glance down at the oozing remains of the vile creature at your feet. After quickly checking over your equipment, you once again set off through the gloom, determined to clear your paleo cellar of any of the vermin that has infested it. Okay. Yeah, and it turns out you get the same text before battle, no matter what you're fighting. All right, and this time I'm fighting a black fang spider. These large spiders were given their name to the long, jet black fangs that hang down on either side of their oversized mandibles. The venom that black fang spiders inject when they bite their prey is potent enough to incapacitate creatures that are as large as an ogre. No, not much smaller than an ogre. Well, I better be careful then. Begin combat. The black fang spider attempts to bite you. And maybe it did, maybe it didn't, but it's slain. Alright. There was 10 XP for that. A blaze snake this time. Such a nice variety of foes in this. Blaze snakes primarily dwell in damp, subterranean areas, where they feed on insects and small rodents. If we're not poisonous, these reptiles can grow to be over 15 feet in length, and are extremely aggressive. The snake's powerful jaws and long fangs make it a formidable opponent. Its name, Blaze Snake, comes from the bright red markings along its back, which resemble flames. Alright, it's just a regular snake then. It's not magic, it's not super venomous, it doesn't breathe poison. It's just a regular snake. It's not even ridiculously huge, or made out of shadows, or catches on fire. This blaze snake hisses as it strikes out at you and is slain. Another 10 XP. And it's another Black Fang Spider. Well, we've just read the box, the lore book for that, so we don't have to read it again. And it is slain. 6 XP. Oh, less that time. A filthy rat. Rat. The common variety of rats found throughout the North Borderlands are much like the rats found elsewhere. Many rats carry disease. It is always possible that a drop bite from a disease-carrying rat will transmit the affliction to the bite victim. Well, I have to make sure that doesn't happen by killing it first. Yeah! Stop eating my payday! I scream as I go into battle rage. I need my paleo! Fuck! To make paleo! I need my paleo so I can get up in the morning! You stupid rat! Leave my paleo alone! It is okay, and so on. 13 XP. And the next one, a hideous rat. I'm not sure how this is different from a filthy rat. Law book doesn't say anything about that, because, well, it's the same description as just leads to general rat page. It's not a special type of rat. It's just a genuine, it's a rat, but just particularly hideous. Don't know how it's hideous. Doesn't really describe it. Maybe it's got a horrific fungal infection on its left jaw that's pretty much turned it into mush, and he got constant pus and bile and ooze just leaking out of it constantly. Maybe it has a particularly ugly scar. Maybe it just has really bad hairstyle. Maybe it's got like a nail stuck in its tail for no apparent reason. Begin combat. And it is slain. And that was 5 XP. Alright, we've got a Venom Tail now. What is that? We shall see. Venom Tail. This black, hand-sized, armoured insect has a long, spiny tail, from the end of which protrudes a deadly stinger. If you should ever encounter a venom tail, try to stay clear of its stinger, of course. Turning off and heading in the opposite direction is probably your best bet. Well, of course, as a hero, that doesn't occur to me. Or does it? Actually, you can flee. The venom tail scurries forward and strikes you with its deadly tail. Run away, run away, run away! You flee through the darkness, twisting and turning as you wind your way through the maze of bark-filled barrels that are stacked throughout the cellar. At last, when you're certain you're no longer in immediate danger, you pause to catch your breath before preparing to once again resume your exploration. Alright, continue your exploration. It's another blaze snake. Well, we've read the description for that before, so go into a battle rage. Hey, you're not eating enough of the other bugs. So, screw you. You're dead now. That's what you get for not eating enough things. I kill you. It's his slain. 10 XP. Alright. You step back and glance down the oozing remains of the vile creature at your feet. Next one, it's a filthy rat. It is slain in just one round. It's only had 20 XP, or maybe even less than that. SP, not XP. You don't get. XP is what I get for defeating it. Next one, Harn Rat. Probably bossing around all the other lesser rats. Tarnlax look like wise rats. This is primarily due to the fact that large rats. Tarn rats usually inhabit woodland areas where they prey upon most things smaller than them. Tales abound about packs of vicious tarn rats that have killed and devoured travellers. Through many greet such tales with fair amounts of scepticism. Still, a cornered tarn rat could be a rather nasty combatant. And of course, it's also, in quite a tradition for RPGs, tarn rats are one of the first fights you get into. If you go to the pub in Durnstig, and then someone can say, hey, I've got rats in my barn. And I was like, you're a low-level adventurer. You up for fighting them? They're like, well, okay. And then you do. Then you fight them. As you do. Which is sort of a tradition in RPGs, that one of the first things you'd fight will be rats, because rats are a good, there, it's perfect explained, but oh yeah. Yeah, it makes perfect sense that someone with no combat experience at all can handle a few rats. But of course, with rats, you can always just level them up a bit. You can have ridiculously huge swarms, or of course, you could have a wizard do something crazy with the rats. Or you could have, what was it, the cranium rats from D&D? Now they can be another level of thing. They can be an entirely other level of problems. I'd say if they were to breed properly, they could become a world conquering threat. Begin combat with the tarn rat. A tarn rat attempts to sink its fangs into your flesh, but doesn't succeed. Keeps going and slain. 5 XP. A quick search of the remainder of your paleo cellar reveals that it is now free of the vile creatures that infested it. 128 experience to general. As several of your servants arrive to begin the rather gruesome task of clearing away the remains of the slain vermin, you make your way up and out of the cellar. Now, the thing is, they would have dealt with these vermin before, but I specifically told them not to deal with them things because I want to occasionally come round and smash them. Yeah, they just, you know, have a little gate installed so they don't get anywhere else. Several servants arrive to begin the rather gruesome task of clearing away the remains of the slain vermin. You make your way out of the cellar, reading that again. Sorry about that. I'll give you a bonus in your next paycheck for doing this. Now, you could, if I upgraded Paleo Cellar to the max. Oh, and there's Candles is still there. 4 pets for Candles. In fact, Whatever, then would any of those bugs make good candles treats? Nope. I guess I'll just have to catch something in my moat for you later. Yeah. Now, like all the upgrades in the residence, it can go up to level 3, but this is stuck at level 1. You can only explore it one time a day for me. I could upgrade it again. In fact, maybe I will. Alright, return to the main hall. And save now. Alright. Please improve the upgrades you've made. Alright. Scrolling. Oaken dining table, grand fireplace, da ba da ba da. Oh, the oak grove, chamber of the sun, moat guardian, mist garden, apple orchard, ornamental mace, Tyson flag, more and more stuff, Halgrim, the moat. Alright, upgrade paleo cellar once for 2,000 gold. And then upgrade it again. Here we go. Oh, did I miss it? I scrolled too fast and missed it. Paleo cellar, just above the living statues. And another 2,000 gold. And four extra grandeur. Okay. Now, once I return to the main hall and save, right, I should be able to visit the Paleo Cellar two more times. See if there's any different foes that turn up if I keep bashing them. Explore the Paleo Cellar once more. A stone back spider. Ah, good, that's a different thing. The stoneback is a fairly common variety of venomous spider found throughout the woodlands of northern Swift. Their name is derived from the grey, lumpy flesh, resembling stone that makes up the top of their bodies. The average adult stoneback is a palm-sized creature. Now, I have no idea whether this particular stoneback is palm-sized. It could be much, much bigger. Or maybe it is palm-sized. Let's see how much health it's got. I can't tell. It hit me first. All right. Seems to have about, 40 health? Okay, it probably is bigger than palm-sized. The spider attempts to give you a nasty bite. And then it succeeds as pain whacks your body. As the venom of your enemy courses through your veins. You know, I had that coming. And slay. 6 XP. Another stoneback spider. Gets to give you a nasty bite out and slain. 14 XP. Slithering menace. That's the one with the many legs, which it doesn't walk on. Weaves up on several of its legs and strikes you. 6 XP. Another slithering menace. The savage bite of your enemy tears into your flesh for 12 damage and slain. 6 XP. Another tarn rat. Oh, tarn it all. 10 XP. Black fang spider. We fought those before. No need for the lore book. 14 XP. Another tarn rat. Do 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 do. 10 XP. Blaze snake. You should have ate those tarn rats. I still killed you, but that'd have been a nice thing. It's a wok snail, big old snail. It is slain. Now, fortunately, Sir Crokington kind of eats a lot of these afterwards. What with being a toad and everything. It's another tarn rat. Maybe I can have someone make someone roast that into something nice for. Into something nice for candles, you know. You know, once we've, you know, prepared it. You know, stuffed it with, you know, hollowed it out. Stuffed it with tuna and little fish-shaped biscuits. Or something like that. NXP. Another stoneback spider. Bashty bash bash bash. Another 10 XP for that. Slivering menace. Bash, 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 bash. 6 XP. And that finishes this round for 144 experience to general. A truly gross amount of experience. That's a math joke. Alright, last time. Venom Tower. Oh, yeah, we fought those before. Bashity bash 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 bash. 14 XP, Black Fang Spider, bashity bash. 10 XP, Stoneback Spider, bashity bash bash. 10 XP, Stoneback Spider. 6 XP, Bot Snail. Go into a battle rage. Yeah! Stop eating my paleo! 10 XP. Another what snail. Will you love us? 14 XP. Black Fang Spider. Bash it in one. Glow World of 20. 14 XP. Another Black Fang Spider. Bash it. 6 XP. Slithering Menace. And that becomes 14 XP, another Tarnwhat. And that becomes 10 XP, another Slivering Menace. And that, 6. Venom Tail. Twice as steamy with its tail, but that doesn't work because it's dead. Blaze Snake, probably trying to eat all these dead rats I killed. 10 XP. Blaze Snake again. Yeah, maybe someone at my one of my servants can make some nice little snake skin, make some nice little snake skin gardening gloves, or something like that. Another Blaze Snake. Yep, snake skin gardening gloves for everyone. What's now? And that is also slain. Yep, we'll take the snap. We'll take the shell, and then just gently smooth it out to make a couple of really nice plates. A quick search of the remainder of your paleo cellar reveals it's now free of the vile creatures that infested it. Another 128 experience to general.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Not much, but it all adds up. All right, back to the main hall for a quick heal. And then check out the rest of the things. The Haugurum. Standing in the corner of one of the larger courtyards that flank Oak Road Keep, your Haugurum stands silent and still, waiting for the time when we call to action and allow to unleash its fearsome ancient might. It is possible, though perhaps not advisable, to spar with the Haugurum. Engaging in long lethal combat with the magical guardian might be a great way to practice and improve your already formidable battle prowess special functions. You can spar with your Haugurum at its current level of 2. You can spar with your Haugurum 2 times a day. I would upgrade that, but it's quite expensive. Of course, I could just pause, get the gold and upgrade it, but it's not you don't particularly gain anything new for fighting it again, so it's not really, don't think it's really worth the grind to do it. Spar with the Haugwam anyway. You step towards the Haugwam and raise your hand, signaling the start of what you hope will prove to be a non-lethal contest. Immediately, the fearsome guardian begins to move. Wasting no time, you draw yourself into a battle-ready stance. As a towering construct stomps across the courtyard towards you, it's a massive Haugwam. All right, it's 12 plus difficulty because this is scaled. Apparently, that's just something Haugwam know how to be scaled. It swipes at you with its ironclad fist, which is bigger than Sir Croakington, because Sir Croakington is a toad. Yep. And she's a bit slow with all those bugs she does date. Savage Blow for 6 damage or something like that. Savage Blow, 13 damage. It's getting a few hits in. I'm getting a few hits in. Going to a battle wage. Stop having so much health. 43 XP. And do a bit of quick healing after that too. With a loud groan that echoes off the courtyard walls, the towering Haugwam topples over and ends up in a heap on the ground. After only a few minutes, however, the fearsome construct rumbles to life and swiftly rises to its feet. Remarkably, the Haugwam bears no sign of having sustained any damage. Well, I did pay for the very best. You're about to step back and thus signal an end to the sparring session when the mighty guardian does something unexpected. With no discernible effort, the Haugwam picks up a massive chunk of wok at the edge of one of your courtyard gardens and promptly hurls it. Oh no! That's going to ruin the entire layout of the garden! That's it, I'm angry now. You tried to punch me, but a lot of people tried to punch me. Honestly, if I got angry at everyone that tried to punch me, I'd never have time to do anything. But ruining the perfectly planned alignment of my garden? Well, that's an entirely different thing. Alright, so I've some options. Fortification, elementalism, shadow magical telekinesis. All at level 70 plus. Or I could have just attempted to dodge the falling wok. Alright, I shall turn once again to random.org to tell me what to do. Number between 1 and 5. Generate. Number 3. Shadow magic. Succeeded. 24 XP to shadow magic. You channel your power of shadow magic. 2 long bands of shadow heal away from the courtyard moon and slither across the ground towards you, rapidly weaving themselves into a web of gloom. With only a split second to snare, the shadowy web draws up over you and effortlessly ensnares the falling wok. After gently depositing the large chunk of ground exactly where it should be, these shadows do appreciate the really good groundskeeping happening in my grand residence. The shadows swiftly retreat across the courtyard and return to their original haunt. Before you can even catch your breath following your narrow escape from certain death, your Haugwam, the fearsome guardian of Oak Road Keep, stops forward and engages you again. Moving with unnerving speed for a being of its immense stature, the Haugwam stomps forward and attacks, swiping at you with its massive ironclad fist. It's a massive Haugwam. Swipes you with its ironclad fists. I swing my club. Savage Blow 9 damage. Savage Blow 12 damage. Otherwise, the attacks are the same. Do do do. Nearly 1. Do 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 do. Very nearly won, just a few more rounds to go. Round 28, it is slain. Another 43 experience. With a tremendous groan and a towering hargrim, having once again been bested by a remarkable combat prowess, topples over and ends up on a heap on the ground. However, after only a few moments, the fearsome construct rumbles to life and swiftly rises to its feet. Remarkably, the Halgrom bears no sign of having sustained any damage. Much to dismay, it doesn't appear the Halgrom has yet had enough of a friendly sparring session. With no discernible effort, the Halgrom picks up a massive chunk of rock, the end of one of the courtyard's gardens, and promptly hurls its you. No! The rock was incredibly important! It was balancing the entire subsection of the garden. Alright, it's the same checks again. Random.org. Number 4. Telekinesis. You succeeded. 24 experience to telekinesis. You call upon your power of telekinesis. Your entire body trembles as you project a powerful blast of telekinetic energy that slams into the falling rock, sending it off course. The massive chunk of stone lands on the ground with a thud, several yards to your left. Before you can even catch your breath following the narrow escape from certain death, your Halgrom, the fearsome guardian of Oak World Keep, stomps forward and engages you again. Moving with unnerving speed for a being of its immense stature, the Halgrom stomps forward and attacks, swiping out to its massive ironclad fists. Massive Halgrom. I'm just going to clip my way through this very quickly. Going through it, clicking very, very fast. Clicking very, very fast. Clicking very, 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 very fast. Summon an entity. You summon a lesser demon. The lesser demon decimates the enemy. 17 MR for that round. Decimates for 18 damage, 16 MR. Decimates the enemy for 25 damage. I mean, summoning these entities is really nice. It's just slaying. Well, not slaying. Just, slaying. 43 XP. With a tremendous groan, the towering Halgrom, having once again been bested by remarkable combat prowess, topples over. And ends up in a heap on the ground. After only a few moments, however, the fearsome construct rumbles to life and swiftly rises to its feet. Remarkably, the Halgrom bears no sign of having sustained any damage. Apparently, having had enough of the friendly sparring session, the Halgrom turns and retreats into the corner of the courtyard, where it dutifully resumes its still and silent vigil. But first, I get it to put the rock back. See, that's very important, that rock. Balancing. I mean, without that rock, the whole thing just awful, awful. I mean, it just, the whole meaning of that particular guard just ruined. 128 experience to general. As you lower your guard and work to catch your breath, you find yourself increasingly thankful to still be standing. Okay, spar with the Halgrom again. I'm gonna click through this quickly unless there's something new turns up. I'll use the 3 quickstone 20s, summon another entity, just a Nevor entity. 8 mil awaiting, 12 mil awaiting, 10 mil awaiting, decimated for 25 damage, decimated for 17 damage. Summon another one. Decimates for 19 damage. 43 XP. Something unexpected. With no discernible effort, the Halgrom uproots a small tree. You cringe at the thought of having to replace it, but promptly hurls it at you. The tree hurtles across the courtyard towards you. Now, once again, just at 5... 5 different options there was before. Fortification, elementalism, shadow magic, telekinesis, or just dodge. Just wonder what it'll give me. Number 2, elementalism. Succeeded. 24 experience to elementalism. You channel your power of elementalism. A mighty air elemental. Its resounding roar like the savage howl of a fierce storm. Tears down out of the sky, heeding your call. The elemental sweeps across the courtyard and surges into the tree, sending it off course. The uprooted tree lands on the ground with a thud, several yards to your left. Before you can even catch your breath following the narrow escape from certain death, your howl go on. The fearsome guardian of Oak Grove Keep steps forward, stomps forward and engages you again. And it's just a normal fight against it. Summon an entity, some decimates, decimates 13, 11 MR. Summon another entity, 4 MR. Decimates for 22, decimates for 19, 6 melee rating, so less than ever entities, decimates for 16. One more summoning, Demon Overlord, 21 melee rating this round. You know, if I wasn't busy, you know, summoning it. Decimates your enemy for 19. Decimates your enemy for 18. It might actually cost... You might end up losing less. Getting having more Neville Reserve hand... used left. If you summon something, rather than just take the extra blows... Probably have to work things out. But I've got plenty of Neville Reserve, so it doesn't really matter. Alright, it uproots another small tree. Quantum.org, what do I do? Number 2, well, I've done that. I've done elementalism. Alright, random.org, tell me what to do. Number 4, telekinesis. Call upon your 24 experience to telekinesis. You call upon your power of telekinesis. Your entire body trembles as you project a powerful blast of telekinetic energy that slams into the uprooted tree, sending it off course. The hurtling tree lands on the ground with a thud, several yards to your right. Before you can even catch your breath following your narrow escape from certain death, your howl, the fearsome guard of Broken Wong Keep, stomps forward and engages you again. Alright, I'm going to use something else. Summon an undead. Cadaver. And I also go into a battle rage. 10 melee rating. Summon the undead. 25 melee rating. This time from a ghoul prince. 21 melee rating. 22 melee rating. 23 melee rating. 60. Okay, looks like the undead just consistently help with the melee rating. Anyway, it is slang. 43 experience, most of it going to necromancy. And then it gets up again. And 128 experience to general. And then I'm fully healed as well. Because, you know, it's my own grand residence, so I'm not going to stay hurt. Leave the Howlgrom. All right, the Moat Guardian, the Trosk. Even moat monsters need to eat. At the cost of 50 gold, you can feed the ever-dangerous Trosk. Enough food to sate its terrible appetite. A full Trosk is a happy Trosk. And happy Trosks normally eat their owners. Candles dashes through, chasing something. Yes, it's probably planning to climb on top of the Trosk's head, and, you know, just have a nap there. Because it's a nice place, actually. You can feed your two moat monster 2 times a day. Feed your Trosk. 50 gold spent. I'm not sure where it went. Maybe there's a slightly skeevy guy who's set up a store near my residence. It says, "Got your Trusk feed, 50 gold. 50 gold, definitely not made from humans. It's the finest Trusk feed in the kingdom, 50 gold." Standing at the edge of the moat, taking care not to lose your balance on the moss that covers much of the steep bank, begin to hurl your moat monster's food out into the dark, churning water. Without warning, the water before you begins to boil. Seconds later, the surface of the moat explodes as the fearsome guardian of Oakworld Keep rises out of the deep. As the Trosk begins to devour its food, you pick up the pace of his delivery, desperately trying to keep pace with the feasting creature. Picking a number, bonus of 60. 20 from woodmanship, 10 from agility, 20 from diplomacy, and 10 from luck. Got to get 85 or more. I won't feed it fast enough. Pick now. 77. Failure. While attempting to feed your Trosk, always a tricky proposition, the fearsome serpent suddenly lunges at you, snapping its powerful jaws around your midsection as it initiates a bout of playful fighting. 20 damage. Oh, that smarts. Oh, but you're such a cutie-patootie. I can't stay mad at you. Despite the ferocity of the moat monster's sudden attack, you realise the creature's only attempting to play. Or so you hope. Struggling to keep your footing on the slippery bank of the moat, you playfully engage your Trosk, doing your best to avoid hurting the creature. At the same time, trying not to become an accidental smack. Mostly because my Trosk is too stupid to tell I'm not a frog, which is edible. No, I'm a toad, which is very much not edible. Yes, although some frogs aren't edible either, but toads, always not edible, pretty much. I don't know. I'm not a herpetologist. Begin combat with the Troak Moss Guardian. It's non-lethal combat. Neither you nor the enemy are attempting to kill. All right, the GM has decreed the moat monster does not want to kill me. Just, you know, wound me a bit. The fearsome moat guardian snaps its fang-filled jaws at you. All right, I'm going to summon an undead. Greater Wraith this time, 17 melee weighting. Yep, 16 melee weighting. Yeah, it's helping. It's lasting a few rounds too. Summon undead. The savage bite of your enemy tears into your flesh for 14 damage. A skeleton this time. Ooh, so much stuff happened in this round of combat. They have to scroll the battle text. That doesn't happen very often. As the smasher wipes, because me and the Trosk both had our specials at the same time. Alright, just a skeleton. Summon another one dead. It's a corpse. And defeated. 26 experience. 64 XP to general. Having been soundly subdued in the playful contest, the massive Trosk rears up to its full height, then swiftly sinks beneath the dark waters of the boat. For now, playtime is over. Alright, I got this to level 2, so I can feed it again. 50 gold, and it's the same as the first time. Pick now. 100 success, 16 XP to general. You successfully feed your Trosk, narrowly avoiding several attempts by the fearsome serpent to drag you into the moat. When the moat monster has finished savagely devouring its food, it lowers its head and attempts a jet and gently nudges you with its broad snout. You realise at once your Trosk is attempting to initiate a bout of playful fighting. Oh, well, might as well. Gaze the Trosk in playful combat. making every effort to let the monster know you're just playing, you prepare to engage the fearsome creature in playful combat. Well, it's a trope Moss Guardian, summon an undead, greater spectre. Bashity bash bash, savage bite of the enemy tears into your flesh for 10 damage. Alright, what else could I summon? Alright, summon an elemental this time. Oh, I'm not trying to kill my foe, so you can't use an elemental. Okay. So you can't use elementalism when you're not trying to kill your foe. Can I use Neville Energy Blast? No. Sustain Decay? No. Melee Scry? You dodge. And 8 melee waiting this round. Alright, and Sword of Thought. Yeah. You tear into your enemy's mind with a powerful telekinetic attack, paralyzing your foe. The enemy is unable to attack this round. 11 melee waiting this round. Just saying, you pat powerful telekinetic 11 melee waiting and defeated. And, oh, it's taking a while to load. Probably, 26 experience, 64 experience to general. And that is that. Suddenly, not far from the spot where a trough slipped back beneath the moat waters, in a small ravine between two boulders, you make a gruesome discovery. The mangled, chewed up remains of an arm and a leg. It seems your moat monster was recently devoured, someone attempting to gain entry into Oak Road Keep. Next to remains, you find a small collection of items, presumably the belongings of the unfortunate trespasser. And there's a bit of loot. And 46 gold total. Some in trinkets, some in gold. Having completed your examination of the items, and certainly quite thankful that your Trosk is able to recognise you, you turn and move away from the scene of the attack. Yep, head away from the moat. And now there's one more thing to do. The next one, and the last one, is the Enchanted Mouth. You're standing at the back of the sculpture gallery. There, fixed to the wall at the end of the chamber, is a large mouth made entirely out of stone. At first glance, the mouth appears to be just another sculpture. This remarkable artifact has a mind of its own, is able to speak and answer yes or no type questions. The Enchanted Mouth, as you have taken to calling, is closed and appears to be asleep. Approach the Enchanted Mouth. Well, the instant you step towards the mouth, it begins to stir. Seems you've woken the enchanted sculpture from its slumber. Oh, how splendid and pleasant of you to find time to consent a little on me, laughs the mouth as you approach. What's the matter? No more rabbits to bully? Ask the enchanted step away. As you step back from the enchanted mouth, the animated sculpture falls silent and becomes still. Approach enchanted mouth. Again. Ah, so awfully cordial of you, just as Sir Crokerton to pester dusty old me, says the mouth as you approach. What's the matter? All our squirrels to hunt? All right, I will always say if I approach again. What's the occasion? Can't find any more goblins to squat. All right, and approach the enchanted mouth again. How wonderfully generous of you, gracious of you, to take the time to consent to the little old me, shouts the mouth as you approach. What's the matter? Can't find any goblins to chase? Asked the enchanted mouth a question. The stone mouse. So mouth sighs, as if it I should have to assume it would be rolling them. Let's have it then. Grumbles the mouth, and speak like we've spoken once or twice before. Ask a yes or no type question in the box below and click ask a question to pose to pose the query to the enchanted mouse. Do you speak the truth? You pose your question to the enchanted mouth. The mystical stone entity frowns, then purses its brick lips as it apparently ponders your query. Then suddenly, the mouth springs open and provides you a quick answer. No, says the mouth. How long did it take you to come up with that one? Now, why don't you go somewhere and pretend to be important? Ask the mouth another question. Go on, let's have it, grumbles the mouth. Don't be timid. All right. I can only answer yes or no questions. Okay. Is Nereth alive? Got out. Oh. Said no. I'm sad now. Now, but previously he said he was telling not the truth. So it means this is alive. He's Nereth is alive. Step away, and so on. I'm surprised you even asked me that. Looks like everything people say about you is true. Ask the mouth another question. Do I have enough gold? No! What would whispers the mouth? What would make you think otherwise? I hope you now feel utterly enlightened. Next quest. Yes, and I might add, of course, and now, as it is, we're quite done. All right. Anyway, there's more modelling around you can do, but it's pretty much like a Magic 8-Ball, but a bit more sarky about it. Leave your sculpture gallery. Okay, well, that's pretty much that. So next time, we'll discover just exactly what has been unlocked by getting 9 of those wounds from the mirror of Gating. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.